I'll tell you exactly how beautiful life can be. When the pandemic first struck us, this is way back, February, March of 2020, the first band that we were forced to cancel from performing live here in studio was the Frank Young Band. We were looking forward to having them in for a performance, but things just got way out of control. So they were our first cancellation, and we finally have set this date up. And good fortune would have it, because there's a new song that they're releasing as well, so that they've just released. So I'd like you to do me a favor and welcome Hector, Jesse, and Alex. The first song you're going to hear is called Come Away. The band is the Frank Young Band, and we're proud to have them here in the studio. Do me a favor, Laguna Beach, please welcome the Frank Young Band.
That's it. Here we go.
Come away with me. I can feel the wind beneath my wings again. Won't you sit a while? Feel the ground beneath our feet just for a while. I can feel you now. Take my hand. We are the pleasure and the pain. We are the answer we know remains. We are the silence in the rain. We are the fight that never. You're a beautiful light. I can see all the things that you hide inside. Won't you take it slow? I don't want to, but I have to let you go. I can feel you now. Take my hand. We are the pleasure in the pain. We are the insult with no amends. We are the silence in the rain. The fight that never. The fight that never ends. Thank you. us all with no amends. We are the silence and the rain. We are the fight that never ends. The fight that never ends.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Hope you guys are doing well. Just want to give a big shout out to everybody here at KXFM for having us. It's finally happened after a delayed year. Again, we are Frank Young, and we're just here to play a couple of our songs acoustically for you guys. So this next one's called From Now On. It's one of our personal favorites.
Spent all my life trying to right the wrong. Won't you hold me close? Hold me close and keep me here. Been trying to find, still trying to figure it out. And there you were, staring right back at me. From now on, I'll be who I wanna be. From now on, let go and set me free. Never give up. Those three words you wrote to me. Will I ever change?
Will I ever change?
Will I ever change for good? And there you were, staring right back at me. And there you were, staring right back at me. To be from now on, let go and set me free. From now on, I'll be who I wanna be from now on. let go and set me free.
Thank you. Checking on the live here. It looks like my phone auto-locked. All right, we're back. So for this next one, Alex is going to join us on guitar. And this is Alex to my left and Jesse to my right. You guys are having a beautiful Friday just before the holiday weekend. And yeah, let's do it. This one's called Memories. Remember the time? Do you remember the time when we first met? Driving 405, driving 405. Oh, how I feel so alive. I'd bring you bouquets, I kiss the ground you walk on, walk on. Oh, those glory days, oh, those glory days. Oh, oh. Don't worry about yesterday. Tomorrow will come again. Pictures fade away. Memories are here. Don't worry about yesterday. Tomorrow will come again. Pictures fade away. Memories are here to stay.
Go back again to dream with you tonight. Don't worry about yesterday. Tomorrow will come again. Pictures fade away. Memories are here. Don't worry about yesterday. Memories are here to stay.
Thank you.
That's a live set from the Frank Young Band. They're coming into the studio here in just a couple of seconds for a conversation. My thanks to Hector, Jesse, and Alex. We'll be talking to them in just a minute. This song called Show Me. It's the Midday Show, 10:47 the time. Conversation up next. The time, 10 minutes shy of 11 o'clock, and welcome to the Midday Show, kind of an extension of the Mornings with Ed show that we're doing, a live performance here from the Frank Young Band. That song was called Show Me. Hector, Jesse, and Alex in studio with us. Tobias, not with us this morning, but we're waving at him from here. So, welcome. First of all, thanks for that great performance in the studio. I really appreciate it. Welcome, guys.
All right.
So,
be here. Yeah.
So tell me this, and this is my first curiosity with the band, is that there's a line in Pink Floyd's Have a Cigar, which one's pink? So the Frank Young Band, which one's Frank?
No one, man.
How did we get the name Frank Young?
We experimented with a ton of band names, obviously, in the beginning, but it's essentially an homage to our father. So he owned a dental lab that was called Frank Young Dental Lab. And when we started playing music back in high school, that's where we used to practice, was in the lab.
Right.
So we lost him just over 12 years ago. So it kind of felt like something that we can pay a tribute to him. Right. And also our family helped us contribute to that name. So big shout out to them as well.
Right. It was the right thing to do, man. Right. That's a great story. Thank you for that. So I need to tell the audiences, and I told them this as we introduced you, that you were the first band to fall off the cliff before COVID here. So we'd had a run of bands that came in through here. We were starting to monitor what was happening in January of 2020 really carefully. February rolls around and we're thinking to ourselves, oh, we're going to shut down. And our schedule showed that you were the first band cut. Beforehand.
I remember calling because I emailed and I didn't get a response, you know, and I was like, well, I don't blame them. The world's coming down.
Right.
And I remember I spoke to you on the phone and you're like, let's reschedule, but I really don't know for when.
Right.
And I remember just laughing it up and just saying, you know what, man, let's just let this thing blow over and then we'll connect. And here we are a year and some change later. We're, you know, excited to be here.
And when we spoke, when you and I spoke on the phone, we thought it was going to be a couple of months. We thought, yeah, let's talk toward the summer. Let's get back together toward the summer. And that turned into a crap fest, man.
It got worse. Yeah,
I'm glad you guys are here because we got to hear the new song. We got to hear Come Away.
Yeah.
How much work was done in these last 18 months? How much, you know, were you constantly writing? Did you find yourself still playing together? That's Jesse, by the way.
I'm Jesse.
They all pointed at Jesse for
a little early. Alex's wife they were expecting a baby.
Okay.
So we decided not to meet up just to be safe.
Right.
But we were all on our own. We kept in touch, Zoom meetings. If we had any ideas, we would send it to each other.
It was pretty limited.
We did try a few times, but we didn't start getting together again until 3 months ago.
Right.
And then we released Come Away, but Come Away had been done before I joined, actually.
Oh, okay.
They had already written most of it. It was until after a friend of ours said, Jesse has to write a piece for it.
All right.
So I added my little pieces.
All right. And are you all from Lawndale, from the Lawndale area?
Just me and Alex. Okay. So for those that don't know, Alex is actually my brother.
Okay.
He's my young. If you couldn't tell.
Obviously they can't see you. I can physically tell there is a family resemblance there for sure.
The smile.
Yeah, it's the smile. It's the smile. It's for sure the same one.
We grew up in the South Bay in Londo, and then Jesse hails from Linwood.
I'm from Linwood.
All right.
And Toby. We met and Toby is from Paramount.
Okay.
So a little scattered from LA, but yeah.
Right. And getting together for rehearsals, I imagine, would have made it super difficult, right? Yeah.
Luckily, we've been blessed to have a spot where we just, our home was pretty much where we always rehearsed, and we try to make it as best of, you know, practice studio as we can. So, most of the time we just have people come to us. We don't have to haul gear out.
Which is really kind of cool, actually. Yeah. So the first song you did, Come Away, it's a song about chasing dreams that sometimes don't feel worth chasing. Tell me the genesis of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of comes in. I think the chorus is kind of the essence of that song, where there's a line about the silence in the rain. It's like, what does that mean, right? And it's like, well, there's always something going on. Even the water's dropping, but you hear it, and there's stuff going on. There's things going on, and just to kind of tie it all, it's like there's a line that I think people ask us all the time. It's like there's a line called an insult with no amends. And it's like, well, what does that mean? It's like, well, you know what? We're going to do what we want to do, even if it may offend somebody, even if somebody might feel like disconnected from it. And so, a fight that never ends. It's like, you feel like you're constantly chasing this thing that you're never, you know, you're always going to get somewhere, and then there's always going to be somewhere further to go.
Right.
And so, sometimes there's, I think as a band and as musicians, me and Hector have been in this band we've been writing since we were 12, you know, we picked up guitars and basses and we're like, let's write a song.
Right.
And so you always feel like you're writing songs, and it's like, man, sometimes I don't want to do this. Right. It's discouraging. Right. You get stuck. There's writer's block.
Right.
And so I think as a band and as a musician, you find that often, you know, it's really a roller coaster up and down all the time.
Right. I got to think that chase is a lot like when the roadrunner's chasing the coyote, or the coyote's chasing the roadrunner. He's got the knife and the fork in his hand. And he just can't quite make it.
Ultimately just never giving up, man.
Right.
No matter what, and whether it's your dreams or anything you're chasing after.
Right.
That song was really kind of like that triumph to just keep going, man. Even when it's really, really tough, just keep going.
So since you started so young, since the two of you had started so young, and did you have parental support when you decided, when you said, you know what, we're going to start a band. We're going to, you know, we're going into music. Did your parents dig that? Or
I think about as much as we could have asked for, you know, and I think that's why when we thought of the band name, it's like, yeah, we have to do this for dad. You know, like dad was number one fan. Anytime we had a gig playing covers, he was first in line.
Right on.
He was like, dude, what do you guys need? You guys need cables, guitars. You need some speakers. I mean, he went out and bought us a PA. We're like 15 years old trying to figure this thing out. But he was all in.
He bought into the dream way before. Yeah. Right. And we grew up playing soccer and sports and stuff. But then all of a sudden, we saw family, like some cousins and uncles playing, you know, started a band.
Right.
And we were just like hooked. We're like, we want to do that, you know?
Right.
And so then we started showing up in that garage space and playing, and then he was like, oh, okay, I guess these kids are serious. And
right.
Yeah, and I remember like, hey, Dad, we need a drum set, and we need this, and we need that, and he was all for it.
You know? Right so. On, man. It's great to have that support, man. Yeah. And Jesse, how long have you been playing?
Officially, since I was 13. I'm 23 now.
Is there an unofficial response to?
Well, I don't practice as much as I should.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like it, because you sound great, man.
Thank you. But I've been playing with Frank Young for, 3 years now? I joined 2019.
Right.
I just asked him if I could jam. I saw that him at a show. A friend of mine was their drummer at the time.
Right.
I was like, get me in. Let me jam. And I went for like 3 months.
He showed up to practice and you never left.
Dude, he left his gear and I was like, I guess this kid's staying here.
Right. That's the way to do it, man. You know, it's like you leave something at someone's house to go back and visit again. You know, I left my hat, man. I left my keys or whatever.
My guitar amp's here. You guys are jamming. Cool, me too.
Maybe that explains why we have a bunch of people's gear at our place.
Yeah, everybody who's listening, come pick up your stuff.
It's always good for a garage sale too. You know, like, you know what? Where'd you get this gear? So Tobias, the drummer, not here with us today. How did Tobias join the band?
It's actually Jesse's friend.
We met through church.
Okay.
He came to one service one time. Was like, can I jump on the drums?
Right.
Like, yeah, sure, go ahead. The service is over.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great.
All right.
And we're like, hey, do you play drums anywhere? It's like, my parents' church sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. And then we were having trouble with our last drummer, Brian, and he ended up dropping out. And we were looking for a list of drummers, trying to contact people.
Right.
And Toby had come to jam with us once or twice. Yep. So I was like, what do you guys think of Toby? Like, well, we like him. It's just his age, he was younger.
Right.
He's got the skills, though, man.
He's very talented.
He's got the chops.
We invited him over. He came, and the guys liked him, so we asked him to join, and
he's here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, not here, you know, youth doesn't necessarily preclude you from being great, man. Young people are awesome, and, you know, a lot of times, man.
We hope you're feeling well, Toby.
Yeah.
get plenty of sleep. Eat some chicken soup.
So the general sound that you guys carry, it's a very specific sound. Where do you get this inspiration from?
We're still finding that out. No, I think we just grew up, you know, listening to a lot of just different music, especially, I mean, we grew up in a Mexican household. So there's anything from like Spanish rock to ranchera to mariachi to also... Just my dad was an 80s guy, so Police, you know, that's a huge influence on us, the Scorpions.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned the Scorpions. Yeah, you know, we got some really cool listeners that dig the Scorpions, man.
Yeah, because to pay it back to that, like my dad was like, oh, you want to play guitar? Well, play me this song, you know? And so those were the tests, like, hey, play some AC/DC and all that. So we grew up kind of, you know, just in that heavy rock. And then we grew up in the 2000s, so, you know, bands like the Strokes, Franz Ferdinand, the Killers, those were definitely our influences. Interpol, and so we pull from all of that, and yeah, man, some songs sound really rock and then some are softer, and but we can't deny it, like that's just who we are.
Right. You mentioned the Strokes, and you told us a little cool story about that. That's when it got real to you. That's when the pandemic got real. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had bought some tickets and we were super excited because we hadn't seen them since 2006. So it was like, you know, it's just cool to revisit that, and then they were like, hey, we gotta reschedule the show. We're like, okay, I guess this thing's real.
Right.
And then after that rescheduled date came, they like, okay, we don't know when. And then we were like, oh man, this sucks.
So you mentioned soccer. You guys were big in, obviously, a Mexican family household. I grew up in an Argentine family household. That's a soccer thing. Is the fever the same? Because it's feverish at my house, World Cup time or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I remember, for example, kicking it to like 2002, like the Korea.
Right.
I remember we were getting up at 2, 3 in the morning.
Right.
My dad's like, hey, so-and-so's playing. I had never heard of half these countries. Right. You know, but it was like, oh, we're going to watch. It's a world affair.
Right. It's in the blood. Yeah. It really quite literally is in the blood. It is for me, and I know it is for you, too. If you weren't a band and you weren't, what would you guys be doing? What would you be doing if you weren't a guitar player?
Well, right now I work with leather on my own. I do some leather goods.
Leather is a girl up the street, by the way. I'm sorry. No. So you do leather goods. You're making belts and stuff like that,
belts,
too?
Belts, wallets, purses.
Oh, right on.
Anything I think is interesting.
Right on.
I made like a dragon head mount for my wife.
Okay.
For her birthday, I made a hat. Yeah. It's just whatever I find interesting, I'll make.
Oh, that's really cool. All right, so we got a leather craftsman. You know, I think a cobbler is what they call cobbler is what they call that. And what about you guys?
I'm definitely like a food guy. So I love travel shows. Right. So Anthony Bourdain was like my guy for a long time, and I was like, dude, I want that job. I was like, I would just want to travel and just eat my heart out, you know?
Right.
Outside of music, that would probably be my thing. And then a pilot. I remember being a kid seeing the planes. I was like, oh, I'd love to fly.
Right.
That would probably be my two. Right. Still traveling in a way.
Yeah. Alex?
I do, on my day job, I do case management for mental health.
Okay.
So a lot of therapy-based stuff with kids 0 to 21.
Right.
I have a lot of little kids. That's what I do now. I think if I could change some things, maybe I'd grow up to be a pitcher or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Baseball. I love baseball.
Just
so.
save the shoulder a little bit. Yeah. But that is an incredibly noble profession, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter's a counselor, does much the same thing. Yeah. So that's a really noble profession. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for all the help that you lend to other lives, man. Yeah. That's very cool. And do you find yourself analyzing these two ever and just kind of knowing their behavior in your head ahead of time?
All the time. We had a conversation about accountability on the way over. You got to hold each other accountable.
Yeah, right on, right on. So the latest release was Come Away, and you released that a couple of weeks ago. Working on any new releases?
Yeah, we actually have some new material that we're working on. We're looking to get into the studio to record at the back end of this year.
Right.
So shout out to everybody that's helped us, Jazz Cats, Johnny out there, if he's listening. And then our buddies that are also in the South Bay that help us record.
Right.
And we're just looking to play as many shows as we can right now.
Right.
Up into the recording.
Okay. So. And do you have anything scheduled? Anything that we can actually tap into and go to?
Yeah. This week coming up on Thursday, we're playing at The Trip out in Santa Monica.
Oh, cool.
It's a really cool spot.
That is a great spot.
Yeah. And then we're going to play back again. We just played there about a month ago at Hawthorne. In Hawthorne, it's LA Ale Works. It's a brewery.
Okay.
And it was just awesome. It's a local spot that we go to, and everybody there is really cool. And that's a free event, so we'll be there. Obviously, follow our socials, and you can see all that good stuff, too.
Right. And if our listeners, where can we buy your music that benefits the band the most?
It would actually be Bandcamp.
Okay.
So if you just go to bandcamp.com and look up Frank Young, and that's J-U-N-G.
J-U-N-G. I mentioned that earlier. It's J-U-N-G.
Anytime they do a purchase there, they could find our merch. And if they buy anything, it goes directly to the band there.
Right. And you do have really cool merch, man. You left some on the table out in the lobby for us. It's really cool, man. Right on. This coming year, let's put the 18 months behind us right now. Where do you see yourselves in a year? Where do you want to be in a year?
Potentially. Well, I don't know. I'll let somebody else take that one first.
You got it, man.
I'll tell you what. I'll take it.
Come on over. Essentially, just picking up where we left off, I think we had a conversation about just pressing reset.
Right.
Just, all right, what do we really want to do? What do we really want to go after? And we have a lot of music we need to release. So recording, I think that's been our big thing, is to just be able to have that.
Right.
And alongside recording, we got to play so many shows along the way. Right. So some traveling. I'd love to be traveling a little bit more by next year.
Right.
There's a lot of cities we haven't tapped. So that's kind of the big one we're looking for.
Excellent.
Be on the road.
Excellent. Look for them. The band is the Frank Young Band. Hector, Jesse, and Alex in studio with us today. Thank you for that. Tobias at home, we're waving to you, man. Get better, Tobias. Look for their music. Everywhere you can find music, but look for it especially on Bandcamp. One last question. You just got into the TikTok thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what took you so long? And did you realize that there's like only four songs on all of TikTok or whatever, right?
Alex, take it away. I think we're constantly learning about what's up and running. And even with Instagram, I think we opened one up when we first started playing, and it was just like, all right, well, let's make one for the sake of making one.
Right.
And and I think that's probably where we're most active on Instagram. And recently we're like, what have we been doing? Everybody's on TikTok and we're missing out.
Right.
So we started a TikTok. We're trying to get together a little bit more often so we can make some cool stuff for everybody. So yeah, I think you guys will get to see Hector in his natural
habitat.
This guy's hilarious, man. He's different on stage and performing, but he's a funny guy. So,
well, we've had a blast with all of you here today. So again, Hector, Jesse, and Alex, and Tobias, thank you so much. The Frank Young Band, look for their music everywhere. Look forward, especially on Bandcamp. Thanks for being in today, you guys.
Thank you guys
for having us.
All right.
Cool.